Now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 Panther Boys and Steve Wells, picked up a victory over Gilman City last Tuesday. 19-point loss to Hale on Saturday. Came back and on their home turf at Galt on Saturday, 2-point victory for Grundy against East Harrison in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament. That means the Panthers going to see Winston, weather permitting, Tuesday night at 6:40. Coach Wells, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you?
Very well. What tipped the scales your way on Saturday? It sounded like a very close game.
We played very well down the stretch. We had been fighting an uphill battle for most of the game and trailed most of the way. And with about 3 minutes or so, we kind of got into a back-and-forth game. We'd score, they'd score. We were just changing lead on every possession, and then they... We got them to miss a few shots, and we made a few, and we were able to get them front, and were able to outlast them. I think that's the best way to describe that game, is just we outlasted them.
It's one thing to get a win. It's another thing to get a win. It's on your floor. It's in the conference tournament. It's a close game. How much did that win help you guys just overall, Coach?
Well, I think it's going to help us out quite a bit going forward. We lost one of our best players to foul trouble, and Wayne Baxter, and we had to play about the last 2.5 minutes without him on the floor. And so some other kids really had to come through for us. And, you know, it's one of those situations where we didn't necessarily play very well. It was not a real pretty game. But as I told the kids before, I said, sometimes you just got to find a way to win. Nothing goes the way you want it to. You just got to find a way to win the game.
It looked like, just as far as putting the ball in the hoop, it was one of the better, if not the best, game that Cooper Lewis has had in a Panther uniform. He was outstanding for you.
Well, yeah, Cooper, I think, ended up at 20 points for us in that ball game there. He's been pretty much in double figures for some time now, and he really rebounds the ball well for us. So he's been playing very good basketball here lately.
So you get Winston tomorrow night, Coach, and obviously we know what Winston is, and their pedigree and their record and all those things. So when you go into a game like that, what are the things that you'd like to see from your team as you play Winston again?
Well, we'll have to handle the ball. We can't turn the ball over and give Winston easy opportunities. They do an outstanding job in their man-for-man pressing. They're very athletic. So we'll have our hands full of taking care of the basketball. But if we take care of it and we get some quality shots and stuff like that, we can put some points on the board. But I think the main thing that we have to do is that we have to really handle the ball well against Winston, and we're going to have to get out at the three-point shooters.
Obviously, Uthe can shoot the ball, and we know that Jacob Lewis can shoot the ball. But in my discussions with all these coaches this year about Winston, what it comes down to is hard to score against them. I think their defense is what gets the most props, is just being very difficult to crack.
Yeah, they play very good defense, very good solid man-for-man defense. You've got to really be patient, and the only part about being patient is that means the more you've got to work the ball, and that gives them more opportunities with their very good athleticism to get deflections, maybe cause some steals. So it's going to be a tough proposition, but, you know, once again, ball handling, taking care of the basketball, getting the ball where it needs to be, when it needs to be, is going to be crucial for us.
So you played Winston just about 2 months ago. It was the 11th of December. You lost that one 68-24 over at the Redbirds' place. Where's your team different from the 11th of December as you get ready to play him again, Coach?
Well, I think we can be a little bit more patient in our half-court offense now as opposed to then. We were shooting the ball a little quicker. We still have a tendency to shoot the ball a little bit too quick right now, but for the most part, we do spend a little bit more time on offense trying to get the ball where we want it instead of ending up taking shots where our opponents want us to take. And that's really the tough thing when you play against a great defensive team like Winston. So many times they dictate to you what type of shots you're going to take. You've got to really fight for your spots on the floor, and you've got to really fight to get the shot that you want.
What makes, and we know the sort of scorer that he's been, the sort of ball handler that he is, what's the toughest thing about trying to slow down Jacob Lewis?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I think everybody's been trying to figure that out this year. First thing you do is you just got to be aware of where he's at on the floor. You got to be able to get out to him to take the shot away. You've also got to be able to close out well. You've got to be able to close out well to take the shot away and still be able to handle the drive. And that's very difficult to do. And not many people have been had much luck at that.
And the thing with him is, too, and this is a sign of a great player, if you do all the things that you talked about, you close out under control, you get in hand his face, maybe he's missing some shots, that happens, he's probably going to get his teammates involved.
Yeah. You just can't rely upon keying on one person. I mean, they've got so many different ways that they can really hurt you. All the way from their pressure defense, all the way to their half court offense. But you know, you've got to play an outstanding ball game to even give yourself an opportunity to win.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you struggled a little bit early on Saturday, but you found a way to win it in the fourth quarter. What were the struggles early, and what did you have to kind of switch around or get things going there for the last quarter and a half?
Well, early in the game, we just weren't patient with our shot attempts. We were willing to shoot a lot of things that we found. We weren't working to try to get the type of shot that we would like to get for our team, and it just allowed them to get ahead. Also, defensively, early in the game we just didn't rebound the basketball very well. Now in the last few minutes of the game, that kind of turned itself around. We did an outstanding job on the backboards in the last few minutes of the game, not giving them second chances and giving them easy opportunities.
So we're talking with Coach Steve Wells about the HTC tournament victory on Saturday. A game coming up on Tuesday night at 6:40 against Winston. There were two games last week, Coach. Let's start with the one on Tuesday night. You go to Gilman City. You win it 67-50. What went well for you over at Gilman?
Just about everything. We played exceptionally well in all facets of the game. We had a great practice on Monday, and it carried over into Tuesday's ball game. And just about every facet of the game, we really did well. Now there was a stretch there at the beginning of the fourth quarter when we had a 17 or a 19 point lead to start the quarter. We kind of had a little bit of a letdown, and that's kind of normal. And we allowed Gilman to get back to within 10 points. But then when we got our bearings back under us and we started doing the things that we wanted to do, we were able to stretch that back out.
That is a sign of a good team, though, because I talk about it all the time, that at some point in the second half, a good or a decent team on their home floor is probably going to make a run at you, and how do you find a way to get the momentum back?
Well, a lot of times to get the momentum back, you've just got to dig down defensively and make some stops.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it really is. You've got to be able to make certain that you block off and get those key rebounds.
So the Hale just was a tougher night, obviously, than Gilman City. You lost that 160-41 on Thursday, Coach. What didn't go for you as well at Hale?
Hale is probably the quickest team that we have played all year, and that is 1 through 7, their quickness. And they were a lot like Winston in the fact that we had to fight to get the ball to where we wanted to on offense. And when you have to do that for a 32-minute game, it's pretty tough. Now, we were only down 5 points at the half, but we had a pretty rough third quarter. And it was just a situation where a lot of times we ended up taking the shot that they wanted us to shoot. And that played into their hands.
Head Coach Steve Wells, how about Grundy R5? The Panthers' record is now 5-11 on the season. Might be 6-11. I don't know if Misha has that victory from Saturday up on the site yet. So we'll give a 6-11 record here.
Six and eleven.
Okay, 11. Coach can verify that. Winston coming up next in the semifinals of the conference tournament. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow night against the Redbirds.
Thank you, Tom. You too.